And we have another story about a man from the Northwest trying to overcome the past, although there's no fiction here. Robert Soloway left the Federal Correctional Institution in Sheridan, Oregon, less than a week ago, and he is starting a new life in Seattle. If his name doesn't ring a bell, you may know him better as the Spam King.
That's the nickname he got from federal prosecutors. Soloway went to prison in 2008 for spamming, mail fraud, and tax violations. He admitted to sending more than 10 trillion spam emails and made a living showing others how to sell Viagra, and other products online. At one time, the Spam King made $20,000 a day from his underground operation. He wore Prada and drove Porsches.
10 trillion emails. He doesn't own a car anymore and works in a print shop for $10 an hour. He told Wired magazine he wants to devote his life to teaching people how to avoid cybercrime. Probation officers will monitor every email he sends and every website he visits for the next 3 years.
From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, directed by Van Williamson, Vince Pearson, and Travis Larchuk. The production staff includes Nicole Beemster-Bohr, Jess Gittner, Kevin Leahy, Chris Bendereff, Selena Simmons-Duffin, and Lindsay Toddy, with Ben Bergman, Melissa Yeager-Miller, and Sasha Woodruff here at NPR West.
Our executive producer is Madalika Sicka. The executive director of news programming is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.